This is awesome. Buying ammo from vending machines is now a thing, and the Tuscaloosa, Alabama City Council questioned the police chief about their legality on Tuesday. And what we learned is pretty majestic. I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty hyped about this. This is cool. First off, if you love the Second Amendment, including the ability to buy ammo out of vending machines, subscribe to Guns and Gadgets down below. It's free, doesn't cost you anything. You get the news in the Second Amendment world every day delivered to you here on this channel. Trying to reach 725,000 subs by July 25th. That's my birthday. You can help me out by smashing that like that button, subscribe, like, do all the things. I appreciate it. Now, if you don't have an ammo vending machine near you, check out the video sponsor, Ammo Squared. Ammo Squared is a budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammunition. It's customizable to your budget, so you can buy as little as a few dollars a month and let it grow over time, or buy a bunch all at once so you have it when you need it. It's truly a set-it-and-forget-it ammo purchasing program. You pick your caliber, set your budget, set a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you need it. It is a 401k for ammo. It's awesome. No minimums to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Check out Ammo Squared. Head on over there and tell them I sent you. All right. So I was sent this article on Independence Day, and it really made me smile. I'll link it down below. But ammunition vending machines are both real and legal. Now, during a briefing of the Tuscaloosa City Council before their scheduled meetings on Tuesday, City Council President Kip Tyner asked the police chief, Brent Blankley, B-L-A-N-K-L-E-Y, and other municipal leaders to explain a vending machine that was selling people ammunition at the Fresh Value grocery store on the corner of Skyland and McFarland Boulevards. Now, if you're in Tuscaloosa, head on over there and check it out. What they learned was one of the unmanned vending machines was installed by American Rounds, a company looking to revolutionize how ammunition for handguns, rifles, and shotguns is sold. I like it. Now, the company now has 6 machines in different locations. The Tuscaloosa Fresh Value, Fresh Value in Pell City, both in Alabama, and 4 grocery stores in Oklahoma, and I'll give you those locations in a minute here. The council said that they were surprised by the American Rounds machine and questioned its legality. But Chief Blankley and other city staff reported that the machines are legal and they have been vetted by the ATF. The Fresh Value store where the machine was installed is also appropriately zoned for the sale of ammunition. This is awesome. They literally have thought of everything. Here's a video that the CEO of American Rounds, Grant Majors, put out. Check this out.
Grant Majors, I'm the CEO of American Rounds. We are in Pell City, Alabama, at Fresh Value grocery store, installing the first ever automated retail machine for ammunition. The stores were really the inspiration for it. I mean, they knew their customer base, and they came to us and thought this would be a really good opportunity for their customer base. There's a lot of hunting community here in Pell City, and thought that their customers would love an opportunity to be able to buy ammunition here at the store.
We're super excited to offer, you know, what we think is the first ammo kiosk. We're always looking for ways to give our customer another reason to come visit our stores. Anything that we can do to help them make their shopping trips easier, based on the feedback that we've gotten just from customers today. They are so excited about us having the ammo kiosk.
One of the ways we're changing the landscape of, you know, ammunition sales is to make it more available. Being able to move into a place like a grocery store, a supermarket, makes a lot more available to the public. But we're taking a different approach to it. Traditionally, ammunition is sold at outdoor type stores, you know, your sporting goods stores, and it just sits on a shelf. It's very accessible. Because of that, there's a high rate of theft. But with our machines, as you can see here, we have, you know, a very secure automated retail machine. We're able to age verify. We scan a driver's license and then takes 360 facial recognition for the purchase and matches it to the ID. So the machines really provide an opportunity for safe, affordable, and available ammunition sales.
There is no doubt that foot traffic will increase based on the feedback that we've gotten. And again, we're super excited not only to have it here, but in other locations in Fresh Value as well.
You know, we're really excited about where we're going. We are going to continue to expand here in Alabama. We have a machine slated to go into Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas. So over the next year, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, seeing these roll out all throughout the South and the Southeast.
So cool. Now, American Rounds also released this video here of a customer using the machine for the first time. As you can see, he scrolls through and selects the ammo that he wants to buy. He makes his payment. He then scans his driver's license, which verifies age, etc. He then has to verify it's actually him buying the ammo, utilizing the live capture camera on the machine, and then, boom, he receives his box of ammo. Pretty darn cool. Now, other than the Fresh Value stores in Tuscaloosa and Pell City, Alabama, American Rounds machines have been installed at Super C Marts in Wetumpka, Noble, Lindsay, and Kingston, Oklahoma, with plans to expand, and that's awesome. Now, I think this can absolutely revolutionize the ammunition sales industry, and I know there are a lot of FFLs that watch my channel. My question to you all, the average viewer as well, even if you're not an FFL, what do you think of this concept? I like it. The only thing I don't like about it is it uses that AI program to verify that the person in front of the camera is the person on the driver's license. Can that be broken into? Can it be hacked? Now, the company says it's very secure, but as a member of, and you're all going to smile when I say this, as a former member of the armed forces, I have gotten several notices from the federal government, OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, that my information was stolen during a hack. So if the government can't keep you safe, then we'll see. But what do you guys and gals think about this? I think this is pretty cool. I don't know what the prices are. I don't know if it's competitive. My guess is there's a convenience charge to offset the cost of the machine, but I think it's pretty cool. And to have owners of stores ask for that to come in for their customer base is really, really cool as well. I think it's a cool idea. Let me know what you think down below. Subscribe to the channel. I hope you had a phenomenal Independence Day. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. And maybe grab some ammo out of any machine or at Ammo Squared. Check you later. Take care.